Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Coming to you from the road, as promised, I am deep in Florida, I'll tell you that much. And I'm tired. It's been a long day. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday, great hump day. And, oh my goodness, everywhere I turn, it's Comey. And all of Comey's homies leaking left and right, up and down, all intent on getting their bit of sunshine, bit of daylight, bit of glory. Or maybe it's just a concerted effort to set the stage for Comey's testimony. Well, we'll get through it. I'll explain it all. The funniest thing here to me is the level of buildup that the media is giving this event. You know what we have here? We got a fired dude that's going to be testifying about things his boss did to him. Now, if you have ever fired anybody, well, what are you laughing at, Robbie? How many victims I have? You know, I should have like little, you know, like those fighter aces, you know, when they have the little whatever picture they have for the hits, the confirmed kills. Yeah, I could have little millennial icons for for all the fallen soldiers that have left my office in tears. It's a part and parcel of doing business. You fire people. And I've always joked here on the program, I'm mystified at how many people thought that the guy that made his mark in the world with the signature phrase, "You're fired," thought that he would go to Washington and never fire anybody. Acting really surprised by this. Long and the short of it, you've got a guy that got canned. He's got an axe to grind. He's a political animal. We know this. The way that he, well, we'll say navigated the Clinton email scandal. He danced a dance so elaborate that ballet artists from the Bolshoi Theater could just stand back and look at it with envy. Well, yes, she technically did break the law on all counts, but no, she's not guilty. Yes, she's a horrible person. No, she can't organize her server. Yes, she's a mess, but no charges. It was a contortion, a total legal contortion, but one that was calculated not by what was the law and what justice required, but what was politically expedient. Comey did not want to be the guy that was going to implode the election, but he also was just big enough of a chicken that he didn't want to be the guy that didn't say anything and then have it blow sky high, you know, when Hillary's, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months into her presidency, and lo, FBI Director Comey knew that the emails were a problem and met perhaps, at least in part, some criminal liability. So this is what he is, okay? He's a political guy. He got fired. And he clearly doesn't like Trump. I mean, that's obvious. And Trump clearly doesn't like him. And the media, I mean, to them, this is a cage match. This is like a UFC fight. It's how they see it. I heard this idea, you know, first there's supposedly going to be a war room in the White House to respond in real time to what Comey is saying during his testimony. The way these testimonies, you know this, they play out, they're live, they're this open session of Congress, you know, the public and the media are invited. It's going to be televised. And of course, you look at CNN, for 4 days now, they have had a little countdown clock on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, it's significant. I couldn't measure it in terms of surface area, but it takes up a significant portion of the screen. Now, it's good. Most of the people on CNN are ugly as hell, so I'm glad that they're using up some of that real estate to cover up. But I'm mystified at how this is what do they really expect is going to happen? Yesterday, CNN, where do I have this? They called the James Comey hearing Washington Super Bowl. See what I mean about cage fight? They're making this into some sort of a gladiator event. Now, you come to me for my all-seeing third eye. Not going to tell you where on my head I have it. But it sees things oftentimes that others do not. I am here to tell you, in no way, shape, or form is this going to be the Super Bowl. This is going to be the functional equivalent, and listen carefully, this is going to be the functional equivalent of that really bad movie that you went and saw. You saw it because you saw the previews, and in the previews, they showed you all the funny lines, and then you get to the movie, and oh my gosh, there's nothing funny in it except for the three things that you saw in the preview. You know that feeling? Because everything is out of the bag. He cannot go back on his testimony. Oh, my first point on this. Where is this? Where does it say? Oh, he's going to be under oath. Woo! I mean, he was under oath. He was under oath, was it 4 or 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago? He was just under oath. In fact, The very issue is that he was under oath relatively recently. And therefore, he can't weasel out of some of the statements that he made previously. You'll recall, when pressed to see if there's been any kind of interference in the Russia investigation, he said no. It was not a qualified no. It was a no. There might as well have been an HE double hockey sticks before it. So you cannot just tack out of it. I heard one of Comey's homies dropped a leak somewhere saying, what Comey's going to say now is on reflection, there is going to be, you know, some now realization that Trump was interfering. But you see that it's just that now you're getting into a credibility problem. That's one thing. But the second and most important thing here is that Comey's a lawyer, you know this, okay, and he was the FBI director, and now he is presumably a key component of the Special Prosecutor Mueller's investigation. And, you know, I'm not a criminal attorney, but, you know, when you're investigating any kind of a criminal matter and you have a key witness, you don't want that witness to be testifying anywhere. You don't want that witness to be in the media. You don't want that witness to be on the record with any detail, any fact, no matter how broad, at any time, before you have that witness on the record in your case where you control the witness. And the reason is any testimony, any previous testimony, any previous statements, even if they're out of court, can be brought in later as impeachment evidence of the testimony that is then being given. So let's say Comey now testifies. Well, I thought, you know, that I think I was being pressured. Yeah, I really scratched the old bean and got the gray cells moving. And now I realize that this. So if you make that, you say that kind of thing. Now you can bring in previous testimony, right? Even if there are comments that didn't happen under oath, which is not the case here, to dispute that. And then if he goes back under oath in Mueller's case, the special prosecutor that is charged with really tackling this giant Russian enigma that is so puzzling our nation, he's going to now be tainted by whatever he says here. So he's a sophisticated guy. I'll give him that. Him and he's talked to Bob Mueller. Mueller has already told him, I need you for this investigation. We know this. That's been fairly quality reported. So it may be that tomorrow, when Comey gets up there, he's actually not going to say a whole lot. He's already limited. There's some agreement that happens beforehand, limited his testimony significantly. But he may actually just not say a whole lot. The other thing that's going to happen here, mark my words, Trump is a showman. So you know when I told you that he didn't, they killed off the idea of having the war room inside the West Wing, where they would start responding to this live event happening in real time. Well, then there has been some reporting that Trump may be tweeting. You've heard about this, that he himself might be live tweeting during the event. Now, the media, of course, for 2 days, I've heard nothing but total just, this is unacceptable. It's beneath the pale. Who the hell does Trump think he is? And I am laughing and laughing and laughing, you fools. You guys should see me in my office. I'm always yelling at the TV. You fools, with your stupid little ticker time clock there at the bottom of the screen, your countdown to Washington Super Bowl. Let me tell you, you still don't get it. Trump is the master at wagging the dog. You see what's happening? You're publicizing an event. You are making this a big deal. And so Trump's going to piggyback off of it. He's going to pull something. I don't know what it is, but Trump is going to pull something that will do two things. One, distract from it. And two, capitalize on this enormous investment of money and time that you've put into making up this event, this total, I predict, will be a total flop. But he knows that people are making time right now. You know this. People are already scheduling their DVRs. They're planning to be in front of their TVs. They're planning to be following Twitter. And who, by the way, who do you think people are going to be more interested in hearing from? The stupid pundits on TV are going to come in and go, oh, blah, 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 blah. Or are they going to want to hear from Trump himself? We had a labor issue recently. Somebody, I don't know, some unemployment deal. And we had a former employee go in and complain about it, you know, that type of thing. Can you imagine if during the hearing I could live tweet all the crazy stuff that this person did when they worked for us? I mean, it would be awesome. I can tell you right now what would be more interesting to follow. Not what this person was saying to the little EDD judge or whatever it is. That was boring. I promise you that what I would have been tweeting about it would have been entertaining as you know what. So in Trump world, something fun is going to happen here. But there's not going to be a huge aha gotcha because there's nothing really substantively new has happened since Comey's original testimony. And I'm, you know, Comey's not going to go on. He's not going to say, he cannot say that Trump, I promise you this, he will not say obstruction. He knows what the standards are for obstruction, and he won't say obstruction. And if he, and do you know how I know that, by the way? I'll tell you how I know that. Because if there was obstruction, it would have already been out. Don't think for a minute. Why do you think Comey's testifying, by the way? You think it's to get on the record, to clear his name, to do? No, trust me, he's a political showboat. I saw it during the campaign. He likes to get up on stage. He likes to speak. He likes to be the focus of attention. It's good for his brand. He now gets to align himself with the Trump resistance, endear himself to the establishment swamp people. Those are his, that's, by the way, that's where his next gig is going to come from. Establishment Washington people. Big white shoe law firm, political apparatus, something like that. He is just lining things up for his next job. It's going to be a whole lot of nothing. All right, more on it right in a minute. Back after this.
Talk radio, 790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, back talking about the Comey deal coming up tomorrow. Billed as Washington Super Bowl by CNN and other mainstream media outlets. I'm telling you, it's not the case. I mean, there's going to be some interesting moments. Yeah, what do you think they're going to ask him, by the way? Because this is the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the way this works, the Democrats are going to lob softballs at him. They're going to want to hear, they're going to want him to, did Trump ask you to pledge loyalty to him? That's one of the things. They're going to ask about that famous loyalty pledge. Remember we heard that leak out from Comey's homies? And apparently Comey declined to make that pledge. And so he's going to have to talk about that. It'll be interesting to see, though, how this now plays out. And he's going to get cross-examined, right? So somebody's going to throw him a softball. A Democrat will throw him a softball. But then you're going to have a Republican on the committee who's going to go after him go for the jugular. You know, here's just an example how this thing could actually go sideways on him. You know, so they're gonna ask, you know, the loyalty pledge deal. They're gonna ask about, for example, the Flynn investigation. And see, Comey doesn't want to get into anything Russia. But the problem is that if they want to get into Trump and obstruction, they have to get into Russia. Do you understand? Because what was Trump obstructing? Was he obstructing, I don't know, was he obstructing what was for lunch that day? Was he obstructing the White House elevators? Or was he obstructing the investigation into Flynn and the Russia deal, right? So it has to go there. And you're going to have a very reticent Comey to go into that for reasons I just explained, because of the special prosecutor, Mueller, telling him stay clear of that. But on the flip side, he's going to be asked, hey, did Trump pressure you to drop the thing on Flynn? Explain that. And remember, his previous testimony was this. I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. And it's not happened in my experience. Big, fat, no. Bold, italicized, underlined. But now he's going to be pressed on some other ancillary and but yet substantive things, like dealing with the investigation before the election of Hillary Clinton's emails. And now there's news. Did you hear about this fake email? Lindsey Graham, who's on the case, he is going to go after him on this. This is a fake email purportedly sent by Debbie Wasserman Schultz to somebody in the Soros organization. And it was the smoking gun email. And Comey knew it was fake. But when he testified to Congress, he made no mention of that. He's going to have to dance around it. Wait, listen, by the way, listen to Lindsey Graham here talking about what he's talking to Dana Bash about this email. Listen to his tone.
There's a report out now by CNN that the FBI director knew that the information he relied upon to jump into the 2016 election was fake. that he basically took over the Department of Justice's job based on a fake email from the Russians. That, to me, is a stunning story from a Congress's point of view. He never told us it was fake, so he needs to be held accountable. And if it were not, if it is not fake, we need another investigation.
Well, and now Dana Bash jumps in and says, well, now, you know, isn't it? It's good to investigate these things. I mean, that's what law enforcement does. You investigate. And he just comes back at her even stronger. Listen to what Lindsey Graham retorts with.
I can't imagine a scenario where it's okay for the FBI director to jump in the middle of an election based on a fake email generated by the Russians and not tell the Congress. Yep. But I want to get back to the idea that the FBI director's decision to jump into the election and say that Hillary Clinton did not commit a crime, but she was pretty much incompetent, was based on a fake email from Russia. He never told anybody in Congress, which is stunning. And at the end of the day, if the Russians are this sophisticated, we need more sanctions yesterday against the Russians. Or is, in fact, this a true email? I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to see the email.
Yee! And, you know, this is from Graham. He's no friend of Trump, but he is ready to roast Comey on the spit. All right, got John Wolfe up next with the news, and we'll be back after that.
Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Show is coming to you from Florida tonight. That's right, I am on the move. Oh, that's right. I should remind you, via the Orange Curtain. Wouldn't it be neat, though, if I was in Orlando? I'm not, by the way, in Orlando. You can check my Twitter to see where I'm at. How about that? You know, at samnation.com. At samnation. Check the Twitter. You'll see where I'm at. but if I was in Orlando, I could say, because it's Orange County. So I could say, I'm coming to you from the other Orange County. I don't know. Well, I thought it could be cute. All right. You know the number, 800-222-5222. And also my email, sam@samnation.com. Email me if you would like me to respond to something, and I'll do so on air. What can I tell you? This Comey deal, this is Comey hysteria, is all over the media, all over the news. Everybody is so excited for tomorrow, they can hardly contain themselves. They're like little children needing to go to the potty, just running around with their legs crossed, barely making it. And what do I think? I think it's just going to be nothing. You know, here's one reason I know it's going to be nothing. Even CNN, who was this? Was this Aaron Burnett? So Aaron Burnett has this Denny Heck, a Democratic congressman from Washington. She's not even buying it anymore. This is CNN. The CNN is not even buying it anymore. I'll give you a couple clips here to illustrate this. No, you know what? Skip, not even clip five. Here's what's happening. So Aaron Burnett has Denny Heck on, and he goes, and she basically asks him, bottom line, look, if Comey's going to come out and say what's been reported in his memo, the president asks him to stop his investigation, right? They're getting at a case of what? Obstruction of justice. That's what this whole thing is about. Did Trump intend or actually obstruct justice, obstruct the investigation into Russia, into Flynn, or whomever? And Heck goes, well, I'm not going to speculate on something. We don't know what he's going to say yet. And he goes, but I promise you this is going to be the most watched television in modern history. You know, he's just blabbing on. So it's a better question. Ask me Thursday night, Aaron. and Burnett is like, this is a CNN lib. And she's starts to press him. She wants more substance. Listen to her respond to this jackass
Because if it's not illegal, if it's not obstruction of justice, because there's no underlying crime, and of course he's perfectly free to fire his own FBI director, which he then subsequently did. If it's not obstruction of justice, then what? What? I mean, would you not impeachable, right?
So if we need any more evidence about the incredibly cost-effective and cheap ways in which Russia interferes with other nations, your very network revealed it today with the story about Qatar.
Stop! Stop it! Stop it! This is murder. These Democrats, you know, when you get the, it's like Toy Story, you know, you get Woody, you know, the little cowboy doll. You just pull the string in the back. This is the Democrats, all they got. You just pull the little string. Russia, 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 Russia interference. Oh, I mean, it's a, you see how simple her question was? If it wasn't obstruction, then how is this impeachable? That, by the way, that's code. Is how is this, any of your business? Why are you even asking? Because he's perfectly free. I heard it on CNN. I almost dropped dead, of course. I couldn't believe it. Because the point is, she says, well, he's perfectly free to fire his FBI director, which he subsequently did. But if there's no obstruction, there's nothing here. Huh, how about that? Just one more bit of evidence. Evidence, Democrats, evidence. Actual proof, something of substance. Need to explain that. Another piece of evidence why tomorrow is going to be a total bust. All right, Sam Rejofsky, back right after this.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky here. You know, I talked about a vicious dog yesterday on the Delta flight. It wasn't fair. I really should have given you a far more realistic scenario of where you might need Attorney Sweet James's services. Imagine you are walking down the street and a rabid CNN reporter bites you in the leg. I'm serious. That is far more likely. You know, they're biting anything that moves these days. Chasing cars. Basically, some of them might even have rabies. I'm convinced of it. At any rate, whether it is a human bite, a dog bite, a car accident, perhaps some other type of injury scenario, whatever it is, make sure you've got the right lawyer in your corner that has your back and will make sure that you're protected. That guy is Attorney Sweet James Bergner, the only lawyer that we trust here on the program. He is, quite simply put, the best. He'll watch out for you, make sure you're taken care of the whole nine yards. Give him a call, 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right. Sam Rejofsky back behind the very mobile Sam Nation microphone. Bring this wherever I go. And I have it in my hip pocket here on my trip to Florida. Well, this Comey thing. It's great. Oh, one thing I forgot to get into it. The loyalty oath. They're definitely going to ask him about that. Wow, this has been a big bone of contention for them, and I don't necessarily get it, because I would think, just hear me out on this, I would think that it would be a natural conversation for anyone to have with a holdover, with a key holdover from the previous administration. Because I have to remind you, this Comey is a guy put in place by Obama, right? So he's Obama's appointee. And Trump comes in and presumably is deciding, and Sessions may be the guy who is telling him, yeah, you may want to keep him, and here are reasons, pros, cons. He decides at some crucial juncture to keep him. Or I could even say that sometime during the process of deciding whether or not Comey is going to stay on, Trump sits him down and says something to the effect of, hey, are you going to be loyal to me? There's a great explanation of how this went down with Bob Gates, who was Bush's Secretary of Defense and got held over, kept on, if you will, by Obama. And Gates talks about this, about how he Obama sat him down and kind of gave him the same talk. Have a listen to this.
I think in the context of senior government positions, I think an anecdote of what I told President-elect Obama when we had our first meeting. And I said, you don't know me. Can you trust me? Why do you think you can trust me? And so on. But at the end, I said, you can count on me to be loyal to you. I will not leak. I will keep my disagreements with you private. And if I cannot be loyal, I'll leave. Loyalty means doing what you think is in the best interest of that person as well as the country. And often that loyalty means telling them things they don't want to hear. It's not being sycophantic. It's not telling them how wonderful they are every day. It's being willing to tell them the days they're not wonderful. And when you think they're making a mistake.
Yeah, this is important. And also notice how he words this. Gates is a consummate gentleman. He also, you can tell, I mean, he still doesn't want to attribute any of this to Obama. So you'll note that he actually just explains and says here his response, which presumably, though, you must believe me when I say this, it wasn't like Gates just showed up and says, you can trust me. You can trust me, Mr. President. Oh, nope. You know, here, I mean, I'm going to be loyal to you. And this is what loyalty means to me. There was some prompting there. And it's just a normal deal. So they're going to get into this. They're going to go after it. And I just don't, again, it's not, there's going to be nothing there to go after. I guess we'll see. All right. Back right after this.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Oh, I saw a great story yesterday, also in the New York Times, that apparently Comey had complained to Sessions, to Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. Please, oh, please, Jeff, don't leave me alone with the Trumpster. Why am I so uncomfortable with it? It's being said, the Times are saying he's whining about it. He is so terrified of being alone in the room with the president. And he says, the narrative has evolved that, well, Comey was so surprised that he was with a president that didn't know how to deal with an FBI director, how to treat an FBI director. And that he was hoping that he could school the president, he could teach him, that the president could, this is Trump, could evolve and understand how to treat with respect an FBI director. I'm reading this, by the way. The way he means it is Trump was basically, instead of talking to Sessions and having Sessions talk to Comey, Trump was talking directly to Comey. And Comey's just saying, no, this is not how it's done. This is not how it's done. But the entire way this is written up in the Times and in the Washington Post, it is so fantastically condescending to Trump. See, this is how they have him. This entire thing, Comey's testimony, the Russia probe, the Trump's tweeting, everything here collectively is this metaphor for Trump being a neophyte, a rube, shallow, exactly, all of that. The problem is, love him or hate him, there's a lot more substance to Trump and a lot more ability than he's being given credit for with this really lame surface level characterization. So I think, I think the real risk here with all of this is that it could explode in the Democrats' faces. Because at the end of the day, Comey is an Obama guy. This whole fiasco began with the Obama Justice Department. I mean, all I'm hearing, you know, last couple of days is session, session, session. Who cares? This whole problem here dates back. Comey began to lose his mind during the election. And why did he lose his mind? Well, for one, he likes to be important and he wants to be in the throw of it. And he wants to be, we later learn, the one to educate the president in how to treat an FBI director. Spare me. But he's also having to do an end run around Loretta Lynch, who's been compromised by Slick Willie on the tarmac at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. This whole thing is a giant Democratic cluster mess. And these Democrats in the Senate, they really want to put this albatross on back on their necks and wear it around like, you know, it's fancy pants Sunday. I don't get it. Best case for them, Comey doesn't say much. That's a win-win for everyone. The media gets to keep speculating. Comey doesn't totally look like an idiot and get, you know, and lose any chances of a credible job. And the Senate Democrats don't end up with egg all over their face. This really could go sideways on them, trust me. All right, I'll be back home tomorrow night. Looking forward to seeing you there. Have a great night. Talk to you later.